Confidant, can you believe I am starting this episode giving an ad for my very own book? That's right. I'm here to tell you guys that you can pre-order my first book. Don't fucking panic. The shit they don't tell you in therapy about anxiety disorders, panic attacks, and depression right now. You guys can get it at shop.catalog. I'm going to put the link below. They have some other really gorgeous books. I mean, that's what made me want to stick with them as a publisher. Their content is just gorgeous. It's relevant. It speaks to the soul. It's written by real people your age. You should check out all of their stuff. And of course, my book, Don't Fucking Panic, is filled with tons of exercises, stories, anecdotes, journal entries, coloring pages. It's got it all. It is long. It is something you can bring in the car with you, in your bag, in the purse, on an airplane, on a boat. I don't know what you're doing in your spare time. Bring it anywhere you want, because this book is meant to be written on, laughed in, cried upon, torn apart. It is a book that I truly made for you and your soul and your mental health. So get it now. Pre-order it. The link is included below. Let's start the show. Hi, Confidants. Welcome back to another episode. Sexual, hilarious, educational, sad, funny, so many things of Confidently Insecure, the podcast, where we are absolutely sure we don't know everything. But you guys, this one's a fun one. I'm really excited to bring in these two guests this week. They are from the Dating Straight podcast and all the internet things, Jack and Amy.
Hi, guys.
How do you guys... How do you like, what's your log line for Dating Straight?
See you next Tuesday. No.
No, oh my God, there's a guy in short shorts walking by.
Oh, that's my roommate. Hi. No, that's my roommate, Izzy. Hi.
Oh, hey, girl.
Yep.
It was person. But, I shouldn't have gendered them.
Yep. But no, I guess our log line is like,
we'll
Jack
always
and Amy
will
always
straight.
Give it to you straight. Yeah.
But it's like you're both gay, queer. I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
What do you identify
big,
as?
Big,
I was supposed to ask.
Big gay. Big
yeah,
gay.
Big. I believe I labeled Amy as a FBL, a full-blown lesbian, which the confidants
so true.
Know the term like very well. And then Jack, so I think we had said you were like a twink otter in training or something.
A twatter, yes, yes.
A twatter.
It's all coming back to me.
Dude, okay. Let's just get out of the way. I... never ever like read YouTube comments because I've learned not to do that being on the internet for 10 years. Wow. But I went back to our episode because I did an episode of Dating Straight back in January, which we just talked about. Like, we can't believe that was this year and time is a myth and nothing is real.
Yeah.
But I went back to be like, oh, let's see what we talked about to see if there's any like fun updates to compare to. And I made the mistake of going in the comments.
No, what and did they say?
It's exactly how it always is, where it's 50% like 100% love, and not only love but like boosted energy, and then there's people that hate me. And I'm used to that. I know that that is a real thing that exists, but they were so angry about labels that we were like jokingly stereotyping queers. And so I wanted to like bring that out to the forefront and be like, let's kind of make fun of that, or like, let's dive into it a little bit of what we identified then and how maybe things have or haven't changed. Because like, Jack, you are giving me full bandana, like plant off to the side, like granola. I don't know who you are. What is going on?
Oh my God. I have
caught
changed,
a life
Kelsey.
Crisis.
Yeah, like I don't even know if I'm a twatter. What I am is like of the earth. You're exactly right.
Oh.
And like, am I even gay, or am I just like a stardust? You know what I mean?
I'm loving that you had my nipples just got hard. I'm so happy you had that transformation. Like, what the fuck happened? Like, what?
Well. Okay, I mean,
and Amy, I want your input on like what you saw happen.
Oh, it was a breakdown.
That breakdown. That's exactly what I was about to say.
He moved. He moved to New York. big move.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congrats. Well, I love New Brooklyn. York City.
He's a Brooklyn yeah. gay now.
Brooklyn
I used to live in Brooklyn Heights. Clark and Henry. Yeah.
Wow.
So
rich.
I know Brooklyn gays.
Hey, rich.
It wasn't, it was like fake rich. It was like dorm rooms rich. So it wasn't.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Charging you way too much to live like in a, literally the same room with someone. Love when that happens.
In a shoebox. Yeah.
Yeah.
New York, baby. New York.
Yeah. But no, I'm here. I had a breakdown. I like moved home to San Diego, lived with my parents, and then like.
Love.
Literally had reached like. My pit, you know, where I was like, I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know literally anything in the entire world.
Yeah. Did this have, not to cut you off, but did this like happen during the pandemic?
Yes. So that's why I moved home.
That's important.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is like when, after we recorded in January or when shit started to get like COVID-y in like March, April?
I moved home in March. Technically lost my apartment in late May.
How the fuck did that happen?
Well, my roommate moved out, and then I didn't want to live alone, so that's why I moved home first. And then I got rid of my apartment because I was like, I'm not living there, and
that's stupid.
I'm not going to be in. I'm in school. Exactly. I'm still a baby. I'm still in college.
How old are you? Tell the audience.
23.
Yes. And Amy? Yeah.
I'm almost 27. I'm old.
Wow. So old. So old.
Anyway, yeah. It's just, I had LA.
You had your midlife.
I had to go.
So like, that's the thing that I think is unique is like, you moved to LA because of the industry. And if the industry is not industrying, which it isn't still and probably won't function at a rate, it's like, why are you paying the rent and the lifestyle when you could just go back to San Diego and be for free? And like, that makes total sense.
And then move to New York and pay the rent anyway.
Okay. But like, Amy, when he tells you this, that he's moving home and then New York, what the fuck, what's happening to you?
Oh, well, big fear. I think because he loves it so much in Brooklyn that I'm like, uh-oh, because we have a podcast together. I don't know if you've noticed, but.
I was going to say,
I know.
What's happening with the podcast?
Well, everything's remote right now anyway, and he said that he's coming back in December, but I don't know. I feel like...
What? Like you just are going to move to New York for like 4 months and call it a day?
Well, so, yes. So, well, so I'm subletting, because it's my final semester of college. So now is the time when it's remote and when this is remote when I can do literally anything.
Yeah.
But... I mean, I've told Amy this before, and this is kind of what I've been telling her for years now, but now it's quickly approaching, is that, like, like I'm going to have to apply for real jobs. Like, unfortunately, our podcast doesn't support us, like, in a real human capacity, like, in a way where we could survive.
No.
So the truth of the matter is, especially in this fucking job market,
I can't imagine
apply to probably hundreds of jobs anywhere and anywhere, everywhere and anywhere.
Right.
And
see
what happens, you know?
And
that's, Amy, how do you feel about that?
What the fuck am I gonna do?
Well, you're talking to the perfect person because this happened to me when I was at BuzzFeed.
It did.
I had a podcast, with a partner, a co-host, and she had to leave the podcast. And we had like 30 episodes, and we had this, like, you know, big send-off episode, and I was at a place where I was like, do I keep doing this and making a podcast for BuzzFeed by myself, or do I like go do my own goddamn thing? And like, her leaving the podcast wasn't necessarily the catalyst, because I had been ready to leave BuzzFeed for a hot minute, but when it happened and then I had to try and fight to get the podcast when I left, and they were like, no, this is BuzzFeed's. You can still do it if you want. And I said, bye. And I should have said, bye, bye, bye. That was a perfect dancing moment. But so I left and like started my own. And I waited probably like 9 months, maybe almost a year to start my own. Because
I
wanted people to forget a little bit.
I don't know if I could do a podcast by myself. It seems like a lot of work.
Don't say that.
Well, no. Just like in terms of workload, like we really split it. And if I'm super busy, then Jack's doing more. And then if Jack's super busy, then I'm doing more. And like, I love to work with people and like bounce ideas off each other. That's my jam.
I miss that the most. So I guess I'd have to replace him. Well, how would you feel about like every week having a guest, like what I do?
Well, we do that anyway.
I know. So like, couldn't that just be your co-host every week as the new guest? Or do you want to like...
I don't know.
How do you feel that we're like talking about replacing you right in front of your salad?
Yeah, it was like, interesting. I'm still in the room.
Well, you're the one leaving.
I know. Listen. I understand. Linda. I'm in a place right now where like the world, I recognize that the world is what the fuck. So like, anything's on the table. I wouldn't be offended if Amy had to continue without me. Of course, I love what we've created. And like, I have put so much of myself and both of us have into this show. And I would love to make it work. Like, that's the plan.
Yeah.
But you just have to get a job in LA.
That's my plan for
you. Yeah. Also, I'm going to have to like if after this ends, after December ends and I graduate college, I'm going to have to move home again. And like, how long can I live with my parents again?
That's really interesting because I think you're going through something a lot of people are actually going through right now. And I was doing a show on Friday where a guest called in and was like, hi, my cousin or whatever is in their freshman year of college. And it's just like incredibly unfair. Like, this is fucked up that she doesn't get to have the freshman year experience. Like, what do I do? Mm-hmm. And I kind of like, I don't know that I answered very well because in my head I was like, all I could think of in that moment, it was a live TV show, so I didn't really have much time to think. And I think what I spit out was like, we have to acknowledge that there's like a collective unfairness and trauma happening to everyone. And it can kind of feel like a little like personal. And so I think bringing that back to what's going on with you, Jack, is like, I think you're in a position that actually a lot of people are in. And it's unique that it's your senior year and that also you're going through this life transformation. I think it's really beautiful, like, not to poke fun at like the hippy dippiness of it. But I think like that attitude right now is vital in like survival.
Oh, my God. I'm happier than I've ever been. And I'm very sensitive to
Amy's
the,
like,
I'm like, dang it. Fuck.
No, I'm very sensitive
and I know that.
To everyone's situation. This is a horrible time. This is a horrible time, but it's like you have to reach rock bottom to like rebuild yourself. And like, you know, I don't mean to be this like eat, pray, love moment where I'm like globetrotting and finding myself.
Honey,
like,
I just bought an RV. Like, I'm with you. Like, we're eat, pray, loving the shit. We got to come up with like, what is millennial eat, pray, love? It's like
smoke, drink,
meditate, liberation. But it really is, right? Like, you say you're sensitive to what's happening in the world. But I also think it's interesting to touch on like, do we all feel like we're thriving right now, even amidst what's happening? Like, tell me.
Amy?
Well, I mean, some moments you feel good and then some moments it's like, oh no, the world is burning and ending and we have a scary leader. So I don't know how to answer that question. Like, sometimes good, sometimes not good.
Well, you also are in the YouTube space and like have, you know, this following that maybe is in a different position where you can stay in LA and it makes sense for you to be there.
Yeah.
But even still with all of that, like, I don't know if y'all are having the same experience, but I'm not getting like brand deals the way I used to be. Like,
I mean, I stopped making videos for 3 months and I just started again like a month ago.
Yeah.
And also, it's all like, I'm still in LA, but I have nowhere else to go. Like, I can't go to Australia because they aren't letting people leave Australia. So I'd be there and I have 3 cats. So I can't just like ditch my cats. And like, it would be awesome to go live with Jack in Brooklyn, but like, again, the three cats, I couldn't like
cats ruin everything.
But they also enrich everything.
I have two cats too. Oh. And like the situation with the RV.
Do you take them? No.
I could probably bring one of them, could figure it out. But yeah. Like, first of all, I watch a lot of van videos, and people with cats have to have like a very specific space for them to piss and shit.
Yeah.
And I could not imagine. Like, there's just no
smell.
Space for that.
It would smell no so way. Bad. Your whole van.
Yeah. But every time I leave, I'm like, I have the automatic litter box cleaner thing, the litter, whatever it's called.
Sure.
And then I have automatic feeder. Like, they're fine. Oh. They could live
you could move
on
out
their own for a very long time.
Stay there. Yeah.
Yeah. But every time I leave, I'm like, I miss them. Whatever. But like, also, I just feel bad leaving cats. But are you going to, like, can you go to Brooklyn and just visit?
Well, that's actually, I think I am doing that. I think I'm going to go. So
how do you guys feel about travel right now? Obviously, Jack, how the fuck did you get to New York?
Walked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a really
with that bandana, I believe it.
I know. I literally hitchhiked the whole way. Yes, I was about to say that.
You look
oh my
amazing.
God. We have the same brain. Traveling was super weird. I mean, like, there were people on the plane not wearing masks. I was... Yeah,
that's
yeah,
crazy.
Was, what airline is that?
How did they let that happen?
It was Delta. I mean, everyone went on with a mask, but then there would be people who would like eat for like 40 minutes and eat like one almond at a time, like every 5 minutes.
And you're like, okay. I see you.
Yeah. Oh, you're right next to me. Like,
yikes.
Was it a full plane?
No middle seats, but yes.
Oh,
That doesn't make me feel better.
Yeah, but I was wearing, I was the only one wearing a face shield. Everyone thought I was a crazy bitch.
I like the face shields.
It was very comforting. I literally had like a barrier.
Did you keep hitting your own mouth though, thinking, like forgetting it was on?
Oh no, you don't forget. You are surrounded by like, you feel like an astronaut. Like it's like.
Yeah. I think I'd get too claustrophobic. I already get a little claustrophobic just with like face masks if I get too heavy breathing.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah. That's crazy. Like,
I had an N95 on too. Like, I was like in full.
Oh my God.
Full
hazmat.
Hazmat
situation.
Mode. And it worked. I don't have coronavirus.
Woo!
But when Amy comes, I think we're going to honestly just have to like be outside.
Yeah.
The whole time.
That's true.
That's the thing, man, is like, it is so. I'm really curious how, like, this holiday season's gonna go, right? Like, people say Halloween's canceled. This episode's also gonna be out in like 2 weeks, I think. So we're getting close. Like, Halloween's canceled. I have no idea. Then, like, Thanksgiving. Amy, do you know what Thanksgiving is?
I don't care about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving food is trash. I'll say it. It's disgusting. There's a reason that you only eat it once a year because it's gross.
Oh my God.
Also,
hot
I'm
fire.
Jewish, so I don't care about Christmas either.
Oh my God.
I also don't really care about Halloween either, so.
I don't care about Halloween, but gays care about Halloween. I feel like, are you like,
well, I'm different now, but yes, at the time.
Before, previous life. Wait, so yeah, I'm curious what's going to happen with the holidays because I feel like people are going to feel safer. Like, it's been a while.
Yeah.
The airlines probably have their shit together. And then I think there's going to be a huge surge because with the weather of like winter, people are going to not only be like isolated by the virus but isolated because of weather and I feel like people are gonna be itching to go out and go south and I'm a little nervy.
Yeah, this country is scary.
But
here
think...
I am staying. Yeah.
How long have you been here?
For almost like 6 years, and that's why I don't have an accent anymore.
You do. You 100% do. But are you here on a work visa?
I have a green card.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Yeah.
So you can fucking, you're, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So I want to go back a little bit to Jack's mental breakdown because
thanks. Yeah,
my favorite topic. Yeah, like it was interesting to me. Like, I find this friendship also really interesting because it's not only work, like you not only have to think about like the podcast, but then like, Amy, you're watching your friend go through this shit where you're like, how do I help? What do I do? And I think that's a really interesting topic because I think it's way more fucking relatable than we realize right now is like from Jack, you said you have to hit rock bottom. Like, what is rock bottom during this time? Like, I've been to rock bottom, but it was like rehab. So it was a different rock bottom. I'm sober now. So that says a lot. Very cool. So
congrats.
Yeah, no, I'm like, thanks. 400 something days or 500
wow.
now.
Wow.
I don't even know. It changed my life. Best goddamn thing I ever fucking did. And Amy, I saw your video that you put out about like your 15-pound weight loss and you quit drinking for a little bit. And
I mean, I still drink here and there. But I did stop when I lived alone, like fully stopped.
Yeah. It but seems like a good time to be having like big changes in mental breakdowns and health flip-flops and like, yeah, I want to go back to like, Jack, what did having a mental breakdown during COVID? Great title, by the way, for this episode.
Very
that's all I am to you.
Yeah. What happened? And then, like, Amy, how did you be there as a friend?
How did I be there, Jack? Wait, no, you answer the first question first, and then I'll think.
Wow. Okay. Well, I think this is a really loaded question.
I'm sorry.
No, not loaded in a bad way. It's just there's a lot of aspects, and having to recall all of this is really
your trauma.
Yeah. No. Locked it out.
Do it for my views.
No, I will. I will. It's good. I live. So I moved home with my parents, which was crazy because it felt like I was a child again. But also, they facilitate. Like, they are amazing and they are my friends, and I can really open up to them. And they like facilitated a space where I could grow. And I think, you know, it's lovely to always be around friends and constantly working and, you know, going to school and doing all these things and keeping busy. But when you're like alone with your parents and but pretty much just alone, like I spent a lot more time really alone.
Right.
I really had to think and consider about like, who am I? And I feel like I hadn't known the answer, or I had been running from it, or I was always thinking like, oh, I'll figure it out in time, but I hadn't put in the work. And really realizing like, I don't know who I am. Like, I don't know what I want. And I don't really know how to get there was like the rock bottom of like, I'm completely and utterly lost in the world and I can't place myself in the world.
Yeah. And the world's also fighting back. It's not just like something that everyone goes through, which everyone definitely does. But then the world is also saying like,
you don't
here's
fit here.
Every barrier. Right.
Yeah.
And so I guess I'm interested in like, you know, it's also not something that happens overnight. You're not like, oh, I'm this person. Like, I've decided that I'm headband, dude. Like, I'm that. Like, plant motherfucker. Like, it doesn't happen overnight. And so I'm curious, like, because you did, it was a speedy process. Like, you were San Diego and New York all within the last, what, six
months? Yeah.
Months?
Or even, like 2 months, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Like, how are you? What's going on?
You know, I'm a work in progress. Like, I think, you know, bandana doesn't really mean anything. It's just like
100%.
Kind of like my hair is long now, so I'm putting it up.
Yeah.
And this plant is my
just
roommate.
Gorge.
My plants
I've
are
got
my
one
roommates.
Too.
So like, they're not even mine. But so like, you know, I think the only thing that has changed is sort of my outlook on it is what it is. And I say that so many times a day. And it's like kind of become my mantra. And I know everyone says that, but I like have really internalized it and learned to mean it. Where like it is what it is, and you can react in any way that you choose, sort of. or train yourself to react in a way that keeps you more level-headed. And also I started anxiety medication, so like I am ballin'.
That's like the topper, like the little sprinkles on top. Uh-huh. Like, oh yeah, wait. And well, that's like, I think that that's really beautiful because like we hate labels here. Like we joke about them and we put people in boxes as like comedy or, you know, we always say like labels are for other people to feel comfortable. Like I love this sort of amorphic place of being right now, and it must be really difficult to be there at first until like that feeling of acceptance comes, because we're trained to by society to, you know, do this, have this job, be this place in your life, like milestones. And I think in a good way, what's happening to the world, this is like completely dismantling that. And I think the generation below us is gonna really be like the people that shake shit up. I also watched the Ruth Bader Ginsburg movie last night, so I'm really feeling like super like liberal hopeful today.
Yeah.
But Amy, like, how did you watch this with your friend and then also like maintain your own mental health?
Sure. Well, I think that I started therapy in January, so I think I was like thrilled, all over him about talking to someone and getting like an outside perspective, because there's only really like so much that I could do other than just be there and talk to my pal. And also like I was losing my fucking mind as well, as I'm sure we all were. So I think, I don't know, Jack, how did you
You know, I mean, I think this, it was definitely an individual journey somewhat of acceptance of just like the chaos of the world, truly. Like that's kind of what I've been trying to accept and revel in, is just like the world is so crazy, and it doesn't have to be, I mean, it is, there's a lot of bad things happening, but like it's so crazy, and that is what it is. You know what I mean? And
right.
And sort of finding a way to enjoy the little crazy things.
That is a unique perspective. That is not what people are doing right now. Like, I think you actively fighting the negative is a big deal. Like, that's a big strength to have at your age, in your position, like, to be going through what you're going through. I hope you at least know that.
Well, thank you. I mean, yeah, I feel... I mean, and like Amy said, like getting help, outside help, she's more talking more about therapy, but like for me, like this medication has really,
you can have helped. It all, babe.
Yeah, yeah, I know. but you know, for me, that's been really helpful of just, not being nervous about the little things or getting overwhelmed. Cause it's easy to get overwhelmed right now. And I think Amy and I have realized that, like, yeah, like Amy said, she was going through something, I was going through something, we're all going through something, and we just remain friends. And you know, it's not like a support where you have to be like hand holding them through their journey, it's just like I'm your friend, you know what I mean?
You will have to take the microphone, rip it away from me before I ever stop talking about BetterHelp. You guys, this is a service that I use every week, not only individually, but for couples therapy too. BetterHelp is a app that is a professional licensed therapy application for you. I don't want anything interfering with your happiness, okay? And BetterHelp is going to assess your medical needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist who you can start communicating with in under 24 hours, okay? They are always there for me. I have no problem messaging my therapist at all hours. She's constantly checking in with me. If I don't, you know, poke her from time to time, she'll poke me and be like, hey girl, we should have a session. That's why I love her, because she actually cares about me, and that's what BetterHelp is all about. She is there to facilitate a therapeutic match. And guess what? If you don't like your therapist, you can change them at any time. No risk, no charge. It's just like Tinder. You just swipe. You're like, oh, never mind, I don't like you anymore. I'm going to get someone new. They are licensed professional counselors who specialize in things like depression, stress, anxiety, all things I write about in my book. It's convenient, professional, affordable. And don't forget that they have all sorts of financial planning help that, you know, everyone should be able to access therapy, especially right now. And I want you guys to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month. Okay, 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/CI. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/CI. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Amy, something you said about only being able to do so much, I think is like so fucking real. And I'm curious, like, for listeners who maybe want to approach someone, whether it be a friend or even family. I mean, I can share my fucking experience of trying to get family members to sign. I'm like, I have codes for BetterHelp for a year of therapy. Like, do you know what people would do to get free therapy? Like, are you fucking kidding me? Take the fucking therapy.
Yeah.
Of course, with that approach, it makes people very defensive and people don't like to be yelled at. So maybe I could work on that. But like, maybe you could share a little bit about how you would approach a friend and like suggesting.
The thing is,
therapy.
Like, you can't make anyone go to therapy, even if they want to go to therapy, which Jack did want to go to therapy. And you can like suggest it as many times as you want. And but it's, you have no control over other people. So it's, you can't really do anything. All you can do is go to therapy yourself, and then they can see how positively it's impacted your life. And then they will want that for themselves.
Right. I love it when people notate what they're saying with like, I learned that in therapy. And I'm like, yes, that's like a little subtle way, right? You're like, exactly. It's 100%. Like a subtle way of including it in like your daily conversations without being preachy about it. Because I think even just that simple statement of like, oh, that's something I learned in therapy makes you seem real. Like, I don't know it all. This is something someone told me. I don't know. It might be useful. Rather than, I think the way I've maybe approached some people is like, I am the expert. I literally wrote a book about it. Like, it's coming out soon. You should be listening to me about how fucking great therapy is. And the truth is, like, I dropped out of 3 colleges. I smoked pretty much half of my life away in high school and, like, made a million thousand mistakes. So the approach, I think you're right, Amy, is like, you can only be a reflection of how wonderful it's been for you. And like, I had this conversation with my therapist like 2 weeks ago where I had to learn when to stop wasting my energy on things.
Totally.
Which feels a little counterproductive because the world is saying, like, especially white women, like, do the fucking work, like, talk to your people, like, make noise, like, do some emotional labor. But then also knowing when I'm talking to a fucking, I think the quote is not talking to a dead horse, but like when I'm beating a dead horse, and that just sounds violent.
Where
did that come from?
PETA changed it to feeding a fed horse.
So. I love that. We're going to say that now.
Yeah.
That's so funny. And you're vegan. So you know these things.
I do. PETA.
Wow.
Come on,
PETA. But shout out to PETA, question mark.
I don't know. Yeah, they're like problematic in their own
they
way.
They have a problematic approach to shoving social justice the same way, I think, maybe.
I'm sure do it perfectly. I think I like hounded you for like every day for a couple weeks being like, have you done it? Have you looked into it? Have you spoken to your parents about doing BetterHelp? Like, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I had done therapy before the pandemic, just a little bit. I had gone to like maybe 4 sessions before the pandemic happened. And then I hope she's not, I mean, I don't know why she would be listening. I hate to say this out loud, but we weren't maybe the best match. And
I'm just imagining your BetterHelp therapist like listening to the episode.
No.
And for some reason being offended because like they literally get broken up with every single day.
All the time.
They will never take it personally.
So this was an in-person therapist actually. But sorry to end your brand deal.
Just cut it off.
But I had done that and then, I don't know, I felt like the biggest help for me recently has been like I feel like I didn't even know what to say to the therapist because I like hadn't really, I can't stress enough like how little I feel like I knew myself up until like more recently, and I'm still working on that.
Right.
But sure. So it was hard to even be like, what is the problem when like I don't even really know what the problem is.
Yeah.
And so like doing that self work was really helpful. And now I feel like I'd probably be a really good candidate for therapy now that I've like understand myself and my limits and strengths better, you know?
So are you not doing therapy right now currently?
Nope. But okay, maybe I'll think about it.
No, I'm curious because I had to write down about this process in my book about like starting the journey and talking about exactly what you just said, where it's like, I didn't even know what the problem was. I just knew that I felt like shit. I was at my rock bottom. I fucking hated everything. And so like, I'm curious what your steps were into the medication world, because I think going, do I start with, I feel like shit and I should talk to a therapist and they recommend me to a psychiatrist, or do I like just go straight to the fed horse or whatever the fuck we're saying? And like, do I go straight to the guy?
I don't know.
I don't know if I should say this, but like, I've definitely just gone straight to psychiatrists and told them that like I'm coming from a different psychiatrist. Like, and they just kind of like grandfather you like, in. Okay. They're like, what medications were you on? I'm like, Xanax? And they're like, okay. And I'm like,
oh, girl.
They should. That is a bad psychiatrist. They should not do that.
100%. I have a like whole chapter about that. But I'm curious, like, pre-order Jack, now. What? Yeah. Pre-order. I don't know what the thing is. Whatever. I'm curious, like, your steps into that medication world like, not being in therapy, I wouldn't have guessed that. Like, that's kind of like a funny button at the end of all of that conversation. It's like, oh, and I'm not in therapy right now.
Yeah. You know.
And therapy is a privilege. I have to acknowledge it.
Absolutely. Okay. But I'm definitely privileged enough to take use of it if I wanted to. But, you know, I think there's a couple reasons why I decided to go this route is I have – like, my entire family on one side of my family has pretty much the same anxieties that I do. And it runs in our family. And despite us having, like you were saying, like, I come from a pretty privileged background. Like, life is good. But I'm still, like, dealing with all of these anxieties. Mm-hmm. And it's,
doesn't
like...
doesn't make it any less important.
Yeah, and but, like... my whole family is, and like they're all on medication and they all love life now. So I've been putting it off for a long time and being like, I don't want this. I can do this myself. I can do this with
help. You rebelled.
Oh, absolutely. For years and years and years. And then very much more recently, I was like, you know what? Like, I don't have to put all of the weight on myself. If there is something wrong that runs in my family in with my brain, like why should I suffer through that? And also therapy is really hard to like find someone. Like I definitely tried to like I tried to go to Amy's therapist actually.
What?
That would have been awesome.
No way. Really? You think that would have been a good idea?
Well, I go to the same therapist as two of my other friends.
Wait, is that allowed? Is that a good thing?
It is so good. I actually just shot a video about it yesterday. So go check that out. But
yeah, we'll link below.
It's so, so good because she knows everyone.
Is that good though? I feel like that ruins the point of having a third party. Like,
well, she's unopinionated. Not like it's not like she goes to my friend and is like, well, Amy said this isn't bad. It's like, no way. She
gossip queen
knows us she just knows us, and it's like,
yeah,
well, Alexis is a really good friend to you because of X, Y, and Z, you know. So
and Jack, you were like not vibing with her.
Oh no, it wasn't taken under my insurance, which is like a whole other battle.
Yeah,
another thing.
This
whole episode has just been a plug for my own book, but like, I just had to go through the manuscript. So like, you talking about that is so real because it's like, what do you do in the middle of the pandemic when the money is not coming in like it normally does? You find a therapist that you like, but you ask about a sliding scale, and like, you just have to accept that like, that's not going to happen for me. And it's really a bummer because it can put you off to the process, like the whole process. in general. Like, Amy, how long have you been with your therapist?
Since January.
And I'm obsessed with her. Oh, wow. So pretty new still.
She is the best therapist in the whole world.
Oh, my God. So plug. Really, she's like going to get an influx of. Are you doing it through BetterHelp or online?
No, in person, because I started in January.
Yeah. Mm. And do you do everything over Zoom, though?
Or you're going in? FaceTime now.
I see. Yeah. But that's.
I can't wait to see her again. Miss her. Shout out to Dolly.
Like, that's great. That's amazing that you love your therapist.
I know. That's why that's I really want Jack to see the best therapist in the whole world. Like, if I have her in my phone, then, you know.
What do you think makes her the best therapist? I'm curious.
She just, like, really cares. And she'll be like, call me whenever, any time of the day. And she has, like, a really good memory as well. Like, I feel like a lot of other therapists that I've been to are, I mean, I've had a therapist that would, like, yawn through all of my sessions.
Oh, hell no.
I was like, oh, my God, this is so uncomfortable. And, like, she just is invested, I think.
Yeah, she cares.
Yeah, and she has, like, amazing advice that I would just never think of. She really, like, tore me apart and filled me back up. Yeah.
She beat the shit out of me so I couldn't stop going back. Basically, I love an abusive cyclical relationship. I'm kidding.
It was a transformative experience for sure.
That's, and, like, feeling good about it, I think, is so important to point out, because I had a therapist. I mean, I've been to fucking 100 by now, but I had one that was very aggressive. Like, he cared, but it was aggressive, and I would leave not feeling good. And I kept going, and he would be the same thing, like, call me anytime, like, I'm here for you. And I'm like, but why do I feel so, like, punished every time I left? And I realized, like, I have to recognize that as, like, I thought I was like, it's just part of the process. We're, like, figuring out our relationship. And then I had to remember, like, oh, no, I'm paying money. You work for me.
Yeah.
And this power dynamic isn't going to work. And so I'm kind of glad we're talking about this, like, how to find a good therapist, or, like, what makes a good therapist.
I didn't feel, like, punished whenever I left. But for the past few months,
you feel good.
I did not feel good. I felt bad. Oh. I was like, oh no. Because I feel like, yeah, it, like, you, when you really look at everything that's happened and you really dig through it, there's a lot of, like, trauma and things that come up. Mm-hmm. So, of course, for the first few months, I was like, every time I would have to lay down for the rest of the day, I'd be like, aww, the day is over. Yeah.
Physically, it fucking, somatic, baby.
But then,
yeah,
like, as things start making more sense, that's when now I, like, feel like I understand.
Did you ever feel like when you were, because I think the difference between, like, what I was explaining about my therapist, the bad one, and yours is, like, even though you felt sad afterwards, it was, like, recognized that it was from the trauma and not necessarily, like,
the therapist. No.
Yeah. I think this is all really good stuff for people to hear. And, like, not only, like, Jack, who's going to eventually be in the process of looking for someone, but I get that question all the time about therapy. And I think people are really nervous to have to, like, break up with a therapist and, like, pay money and, like, have to get to know someone only to then find you don't vibe.
Yeah.
And, like, another problem I think I had is that I get along really well with gay men. Like, we're just like soul bonded to each other. And I found that, like, maybe I wasn't necessarily being challenged enough with my gay male therapist. And, like, we were together for years. And then I was like, oh, wait, I'm recognizing this relationship as more of a friendship. Like, the power balance was off again, but like the other way, where I felt like too in control, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know,
that's how I felt at my therapist. I think I think, yeah, like, some therapists maybe are a little too easy. Like
you feel smarter than them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, I know that, you know, I know what you're saying. Like, I know it to be true. I just don't, like, actually live that way, you know?
Like, yeah, like, it's, you're reading from a book, and I get it. I get therapization, but I need someone that's going to help me put it into practice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, exactly.
But I think it's really brilliant that, you know, maybe you tried that or like bopped around a little bit, like recognized your needs of maybe not doing therapy but medication, and that come to like Jesus moment of acceptance of medication does not equal, you know, a certain stereotype. Like if we're talking stereotypes, like it does not equal anything. And yeah, that's just kind of part of the process. Like I've been on and off medication for fucking years, and I've kind of accepted like that's the ebb and flow. It is not a linear healing process. Like you do not get on medication, feel better, and then you're happy forever and all your problems go away. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, even with people that live with bipolar, your brain can actually become numb to the medication, and people with true like psychosis have to change medications every few years because the chemicals in your brain actually like what's the word I'm trying to find where you get used to it, like you become is it like you become desensitized, immune,
yeah, something like that. You're on the right track.
What I'm saying?
yeah
but like I think that's I think that's a really cool thing to be talking about. Like I think it's really cool that you're open about that.
Medicated king.
Okay. Oh yeah. Well, okay, I don't want to like, you know,
come on, medication, let's get
no you don't, you also don't want to like promote pills. Like I understand.
No,
like,
I don't
fully
mean to do that at all. And like I think I'm not also on like, I'm on like a very, I don't know, I feel like when people talk about medication your mind goes immediately to SSRIs, which like I'm not on. So I'm not like, I don't have like withdrawals if I don't take something, or like I don't have like
lucky,
it doesn't get as, I forget the exact the word that you're missing,
exact word.
I don't, that doesn't happen as easily with this one, and this one is purely for anxiety, not for like any depression or anything, because I don't really,
and that's new
have that issue. Yeah,
it's new stuff that they're coming out
it's
with.
Totally new.
I just realized for some reason this Zoom was not, the Zoom is not recording. Like the video is not recording.
Oh, that's bad.
Because it says, please request record permission from the host. But I am the host.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, damn.
So this is going to be an audio only episode.
Okay.
Here, I'll take a screenshot of our faces. And it's just going to say like medicated king on top.
Okay.
See, this is like my interns booked this, but if they book it from the podcast email, then I don't have permissions from my email.
We can also like help assist out and re-record if you want, because
totally.
I understand.
No, this is amazing. Are you kidding? Do either of you have the option to record on your, like, do you see the record button on the, like, Zoom meeting?
Oh, I do. Oh, no, I need
if you hit it
from the host.
See, yeah. This is going to be a thing I yell at them about. Whatever. I was going to, like, throw it to an ad real fast anyways and then come back. So, like, I'll acknowledge that just now, 50 minutes into recording, we realized the video's not recording. But like, doesn't this just go with the theme of the episode of like,
I did
fucking
my makeup
strife?
For this.
You look amazing. I have a thumbnail at least. Okay. Okay. Like we've had such an intense, amazing, like deep conversation that I think like I would love to end it with like a little game. If you guys are cool with that.
Totally.
Okay. What a drama. We literally started this episode and I was like, no one understands how to record on Zoom. And then here we fucking are. Okay. This game, I figured, could tie all the way back to when I was on y'all's episode, and I have people that were very upset that we were talking labels and stereotypes. So I thought we could play a fun game where we absolutely label and stereotype lesbians, gays, and bisexuals into categories. And I will read a scenario and we will collectively decide who would be the best at it.
Okay.
A full-blown lesbian or a bi plus.
Okay.
Bi plus.
What is
and the person
bi plus?
Yeah.
I've heard it on the internet that that's like the new way of doing it. And I don't know what it means yet. So okay. If anyone knows, write it in the comments.
Nice.
And you identify as bi plus?
No, I just okay. I said that because I saw it on the internet. But maybe I should. Maybe that's like the new. Okay, whatever. And the person with the most points, I don't know, they get to do something.
Like what?
Wait. Okay. So I don't know. Between us three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
And I did not come up with these scenarios, by the way. So I'm not like biased to them. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. First one. Who would be best at putting together IKEA furniture the quickest?
It's gotta
a
be
gay,
Jack.
A bisexual, or a full-blown lesbian?
Well, in theory, a full-blown lesbian, but it's not me.
Yes.
So I don't know.
It's not you specifically, but I also agree that it's an FBL.
Oh, absolutely. Who,
can you guys do that? Because I absolutely
I don't know.
Cannot.
I put together a whole RV, but our IKEA furniture feels like very specific, like lesbian Sunday outing. Like yeah. IKEA feels
I feel
very
like you can do
catered.
It. Like you wear cut off denim shorts with boots. Like it's that true. Is very IKEA.
I agree. Okay. I think the buys get second place, but I think full blown lesbian gets first place.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Deal.
One point for Amy. Okay. Who would be most likely to go, oh, a cat just jumped into frame.
This is
oh, but FBL. The viewers can't view it, see it.
Oh, meow.
A gay, a lesbian, or a bisexual, who would be the first to go viral on TikTok?
Lesbian.
Are you guys on the talk?
Oh, bisexual.
Really?
Yes.
I was going to say gay.
Oh,
no.
What?
No.
The gays and their thirst traps.
Are you kidding? The lesbians. The lesbians.
Really?
More, but, oh, my God.
No, like all I those feel like young queer kids, like that is yeah. So what's popping on TikTok.
I think it's more fluid. Like I think bi
totally.
Might have this one.
Totally.
But I was gonna say the gays because I do love gay talk. Okay, 1.5. I'm
I
tied.
Gay talk.
You gotta get on gay talk. Okay. So who would be the most convincing magician?
Huh.
I think
gotta be the gay.
I think me.
I think so too. I actually know a gay magician who I think his whole like success revolves around the fact that he's like the Neil Patrick Harris of magician. Yeah, it's gays, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, I feel
gay.
Like I mean, I can juggle, and that's like half the battle. I think you know.
That is half of being a magician is juggling. Yeah. Okay, Jack gets the point. Okay. Who would be better at herding a large group of sheep?
Oh, I thought you said hurting. Like,
oh, God, don't call PETA. Don't call PETA.
I have them on speed dial. So,
so herding sheep. My instinct is to go with full blown lesbian because yeah. It's like hard labor.
I mm-hmm. would. I guess so. It's yeah.
And
I'm
like,
not an FBL. Like, I don't know any of this. I just sit on my couch and eat.
Yeah. Maybe like an old school stereotype of an FBL would be the sheep herder.
Yeah.
I think
new school.
I think lesbian, yeah, like is more likely to end up on a farm. But then
totally.
We also have like Brokeback Mountain, you know?
Oh. Wait,
I don't
I
think bi's like it. I think bi's are city girls.
Yeah.
Assuming all bisexuals are girls. That's
absolutely.
Terrible. But I think we're city. I don't think we're farm.
Okay, it's
so it's between
me.
You two.
It's definitely me. I want to farm so bad.
I do like the Brokeback Mountain, though. I do think, though, it goes to full-blown lesbian. And speaking of Brokeback Mountain, did you guys see that viral Twitter, like, response that was, like, Brokeback Mountain, like, part two is Jake Gyllenhaal and Chris Evans, but they're, like, wife beater tank top, like, jersey guys?
Didn't
I was
see
like,
that?
That would break down. That would like really put us in a good spot as a society if we could have a Brokeback Mountain like city edition
mm-hmm.
with like Chris Evans and Jake Gyllenhaal. Are you kidding me?
I've never seen Brokeback
I'm not kidding.
Mountain.
I would like to see it.
Amy, go educate
yourself. Really?
She's never seen it.
I've never seen it.
She only watches Blue is the Warmest Color every night on repeat.
Ooh, but like, listen. Okay. We have two more. Who would write a better cookbook?
bi's.
Yeah.
You think?
I think it's gotta be bi's.
Yeah.
I think we're like in the smoothie world, nutrition, like wellness. Yeah. Okay, absolutely. We'll give it to the bi's. Okay, last one. Right now, Amy, you have two. I have two. Jack, you have one. Shame. So if Jack gets it, it's a three-way tie. But if one of us gets it, okay, here we
cancel
go.
Cancel gaze.
Okay. I'm kidding. Cancel gaze. The last stereotype is who would be better at flossing regularly?
This one's really tough.
Okay, let's think about this. My instinct, my heart says gays because aesthetic, body.
I think so too.
Yeah, but I'm different, you guys. Look at me now. Like I'm.
No, you're a stereotype of a gay. That's the point of the game.
I'm. You know, plant gays. Do plant gays floss?
They use like bamboo toothbrushes. Ooh. And like charcoal powdered toothpaste.
That's true.
We give it to the. There's no argument really for the bi's.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going with gays.
Now we have a three-way tie, so all of us get to do anything we want. And what a beautiful place to end this episode.
You planned that, where you were like,
no. No, of course not. I was like, cutthroat winner. Someone's gonna do something like awful. Whoever wins, like. I don't know. Take over someone else's Instagram. Stupid. Instead, we'll just post a picture of all three of us very happy and content and balanced. Wow. Thank you guys for talking about this. I had a whole other like plan of interview questions that has nothing to do with any of this, but just the road we traveled on I thought was so beautiful. I didn't want to interrupt it. So thank you guys so much for talking so openly about that. I think it's really important and compliment and beautiful. Aww. So where do you want to be found?
It's Dating Straight everywhere. Look us up on the podcast app. It's a vibe. Come and listen.
Absolutely. You and you can also find us in therapy. So
BetterHelp.com. Let me see if they're sponsored this week's episode. They might actually.
And if they're not, BetterHelp.com/dating.
You know what? I'll give it to you. Or is it? I'll give it to you. Jack, I talk so much about this shit.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I love it. Well, thank you guys so much. It was so great to see your faces. Please, let's like check in regularly. It's so great to see y'all thriving. And we'll see you next week. Thank you, bye. I was going to say, I'll hit stop recording, but like, what the fuck?
But I'll hit stop recording on my Zoom.